if you want to take a look at the conceptual drawing of what the Banff Recreation Grounds could look like, I posted a link a couple of days ago when I spoke with Mayor Sorensen at mountainfm.ca. The drawing is robust. It looks kind of like a city recreation area, complete with nature and water play area, an adventure play area for the kids, new fenced off-leash dog area, bike terrain loop, an upgraded rugby field, obviously more parking to accommodate all of that. Something that's in brackets as a separate project, but a future potential footbridge connecting Central Park to the recreation grounds. I mean, this is a major upgrade that they're looking at doing. I don't think everything is going to end up here. You know, it all has to pass budget scrutiny, but the Banff Recreation Grounds set for a pretty big facelift here.
Well, yeah, and I think it's important to remember that because they've adopted this master plan, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do all this.
Exactly. It's good to look at it and dream, though, and say, this is what our recreation grounds could look like. And, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, right?
This is where Banff recreates. Not everybody in the Bow Valley is blessed with big yards, and we don't get a lot of space to put in these type of amenities even in our communities. Mm-hmm. So when you have this, let's look at it and maximize it for the entire community. But there's something that's not there. It's a skating oval.
This past Monday, when the Banff Council adopted the recreation grounds master plan, there was a delegation with the intent of wanting to get a long track speed skating oval as part of the plans here. Something that they wanted to do in Canmore during the Alberta Winter Games.
They were not part of the original process for the redevelopment plan. I know there was some public consultation, but the idea being that the Valley and a legacy of the Games would be to have an oval, and that would increase our chances in the future of attracting either those Games or other sporting events back. But I don't think council was necessarily as receptive to the idea as perhaps those who are really enthusiastic about this sport. Mm-hmm. We have amazing athletes in this sport too, so supporting them is what is being proposed. But they've asked them to come back with a business case. And I'm reminded of what the Canmore Tennis Club did. They came forward with an actual business plan that showed capital costs, operational costs, how it would be paid for, and how they would pay that money back over time. And that's key. The redevelopment plan for the rec grounds is $8.9 million, and that doesn't even include an oval.
The Bow Valley is known as a mecca for winter sports. I mean, you look at the Canmore Nordic Center, the amazing facilities they provide to biathletes and cross-country skiers. You know, ice climbing is so readily available around here. Skiing, obviously, snowboarding. So, you know, having long track speed skating in the milieu and a dedicated rink like that would be just another feather in our cap. But at the same time, can't please everyone.